Hi, you're listening to my favourite Elliott Smith song. In this podcast, we try, in our own very small way, to keep Elliott Smith's legacy alive by speaking to well-known fans about their favourite song of his. So hi, and welcome to episode 5 of season 5. Our guest today is the multi-talented Lola Kirk. As an actor, Lola has starred in the TV show Mozart in the Jungle and the film Mistress America, as well as many, many others too. And as a musician, she's released 2 studio albums, most recently Lady for Sale, which came out on Third Man Records earlier on in 2022. Her favourite song pick is a great selection from Figure 8, and in this interview, she delves a little bit deeper into this track and tells us how she was introduced to Elliott Smith by her boyfriend when she was 13. So here she is, here's Lola Kirk talking to Elizabeth Withstanley.
My name is Lola Kirk. My favourite Elliott Smith song is Son of Sam. I was a little nervous when I submitted this song because I felt like it might be kind of like sacrilege to say that I liked a more like full production Elliott Smith song. I wondered if there was the same stigma around Elliott Smith as there was around like Bob Dylan going from, you know, folk to rock and roll. But maybe, because I don't really, other than like my very personal relationship with Elliott Smith, I'm not really like in like an Elliott Smith culture. Like I don't listen to it with my friends or anything like that. It's just kind of like something that I enjoyed when I was a kid. So I don't know. But what drew me to this song, I think, was just how big the production was. And I don't know that I would have liked it without liking the more spare compositions because I think there was just something so exciting to me about hearing like this massive sound after hearing quieter songs like Say Yes and Angelus.
In terms of just thematically, you know, or lyrically, this song, is that another element that's, you know, you're drawn to?
I mean, look, I've always loved true crime. So I wouldn't be surprised if my subconscious kind of like was like, yes, you know, because Summer of Sam, I believe that that's like what it's referring to, unless I got that completely mixed up. But yeah, Son of Sam is the serial killer, right?
Right. Yeah, Son of Sam is the serial killer. The thing that's funny about this song is, you know, so reporters have asked Elliott Smith at the time, you know, is this about the serial killer? And, you know, his response was, no, it was just a dream. But, you know, the thing, you know, you just mentioned like, oh, maybe it was part of your sort of subconscious. It seems like, you know, maybe this was the same case for him.
Yeah, I mean, that's really funny as well, because I do think that there is something about like how the sound sort of like betrays the content of the song itself. Like it, there's something almost like happy. I mean, there's certainly something dramatic about the arrangement, but like there's something optimistic about it to me. And then I love the dissonance between the arrangement and the lyrics, or, you know, the concept of the song. Not uncomfortable.
And you mentioned, you know, one of the things that you were sort of drawn to with this song was sort of the big arrangement with it, and that it's different from his more simple, you know, sort of solo guitar like songs. Is that an aspect where, you know, you tend to like songs of his in that genre?
Well, those songs are so beautiful. The more like spare songs, I always liked those as well. Honestly, my relationship with Elliott Smith and his music can really just be kind of traced back to my eighth grade boyfriend, which was such a like jarring relationship to me that I don't think I listened to Elliott Smith much after that. But I remember he used to send me like Say Yes and all these songs, and I was so in love, and we were talking on AIM every night. and I don't know, I was kind of like, but there's something very, I mean, it definitely left a mark on me, that this music. I think that Son of Sam just somehow like sticks in my head a lot. There's something that really allows you to kind of feel like you're in your own little movie or something when you listen to that song.
Yeah. You know, it's funny when you brought up wanting to talk about this song, you know, I thought to myself like, oh, this is a song I listen to a lot. I was trying to pinpoint why. And what you just mentioned about like, it seems sort of filmic in that way. I was the other day, I was actually trying to convince myself. I'm like, maybe this wasn't a film. No, it wasn't. So it does definitely have that feeling.
Well, I think that that's like also, you know, the best songs do have that feeling. The best songs can kind of make you into a hero for 3 minutes and transport you and move you and change you. And that's I think, the power that Elliott Smith has and why he remains such a like canonic artist that is so powerful.
You have a new album coming out.
Yes.
And is this your second album?
It is my second album. It is my first album though on Third Man Records.
And is it a similar or a departure from your first album?
It's certainly a departure. Maybe it's got more sonically in common with Figure Eight. Not to compare myself to Elliott Smith, that seems ridiculous, but there's a lot going on this record. It's not spare at all. So that's probably also why I'm drawn to the kind of more full arrangements. Hmm.
It sounds like your father is maybe, he's in the music industry. So that I was wondering is, you know, his sort of, having that musical background, did that play into your interest in music?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I definitely was more exposed to music and the culture of people who make it than a lot of people growing up with a dad who was in a rock and roll band or two. I mean, it was really complicated to grow up with that type of stuff too, but it would probably be unwise of me to say that there wasn't some kind of daddy issue running amok in my pursuit of music, among other things.
Probably because you were very young, you never got to see Elliott Smith play live.
No, I didn't, unfortunately. I really was just kind of, you know, informed of the music, and then quickly, just like that, I mean, he was gone. And, you know, to be 12 or 13 and hear about that was really, really wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think to be any age and hear about that was, but there were a few people like that. I mean, this happened before my time, but I was probably alive, but I was a big Jeff Buckley fan when I was in middle school as well. And there was just something so it was like their life and their death was so entwined to me in a way that I suppose everybody's is, but particularly when they are, when their deaths are so tragic. It's like they become defined by that in a certain way as well. And it becomes part of their legacy. So yeah, I think there was something really haunting about that experience.
I mean, it's interesting you bring up Jeff Buckley. I think a lot of people that are big fans of Elliott Smith are also big fans of Jeff Buckley.
Yeah, there's definitely a common thread.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I do think that the serial killer aspect of it is kind of fascinating, and dark, and definitely interesting in terms of his own life. But I don't know, I guess the true crime element is very interesting.
And do you feel like you explore, you know, things like this in your own songwriting, in the sense of you're creating narratives that aren't necessarily like your story, but.
Well, I mean, yeah, whenever that occurs, the title track on my record is called Lady for Sale. And that is a song that is about being a performer whose reception is not so warm and has a more kind of vivid or vibrant career on OnlyFans. And, you know, while that is not my life, it sometimes feels not far from it. So I do think that, you know, whenever a writer is writing about something kind of separate from their life, so to speak, it's impossible to really extricate yourself from that experience. And you're probably, I mean, hopefully always infusing it with your own experience.
So thank you very much to Lola Kirk for being our guest on My Favourite Elliott Smith Song. And if you want to find out more about Lola's music, then do take a look at the links in the episode notes. Also, there is a link to subscribe to our new free newsletter, which we sent out the second edition of last week. In it, there's lots of stuff we haven't shared on the podcast, including some exclusive interview clips, recordings from a tribute show in Milwaukee, as well as some great listener covers as well. And that leads us nicely to what and who will be playing us out of this week's episode. Our cover today comes from our friend Dan Caleb, who shared this version of another great Figure 8 track, Everything Means Nothing to Me. Thanks for listening. We'll see you in 2 weeks' time. Thank you. My Favorite Elliot Smith Song is produced by Rob Comber and Elizabeth Woodstanley. You can find out more about the show at myfavoriteelliotsmithsong.com.